Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Casey Seymour. Each month, Aaron Fintel and I track farm equipment trends in the market to help you make better decisions. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Today's topic is just basically the state of the union and what's going on in used equipment. So, Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I am terrific. Yourself?
Outstanding. That couldn't be any better. Finer than frog hair.
That's pretty fine.
That's what I've been told.
The elusive, what would that be? A mammal frog.
Mammal frog, yeah. You don't see very many of those. That's more of a Kansas thing.
It is. Kind of like a platypus.
Kind of.
Exactly. Only the other way.
It's only the other way. Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, we've seen a lot of stuff happen here. You know, we've talked about used equipment on here before. It's not the first time we've done this. But as you take a look at what's going on, we're starting to see what I like to call some bottoms getting put in.
Right? Are they soft?
I don't think these are very soft bottoms. I kind of feel like these are pretty solid bottoms.
I hope they're solid.
Because I think we're seeing some stuff here that are showing. And the reason I say that they're solid bottoms a little bit is because we're starting to see over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, 5 or 6 auctions that I've watched, the numbers have been relatively close to each other.
Yeah, right. There is getting to be some consistency.
Yeah, whereas what we saw back in 15, 16, 17 was, you know, one auction would be, you know, a combine would bring 200,000, for example. The next auction would bring 225, and then the third auction would bring 185. And then it would go back to 220, and then it would go back to 200.
Well, and even from October to now,
right?
The last, pick a 9-month, say go back 9 months, and we've been experiencing, okay, man, that was soft. Just wait. Here comes another auction.
Right.
Bam! Holy cow! Is it going to quit?
Right.
And now we are kind of where we've been trudging along, if you will, for a month.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. One of the key factors that we're seeing right now, right?
Right.
Is that we're seeing the same. We're starting to see that development of, okay, we're kind of here. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to go down further or go up. I mean, all we're saying is that...
A correction point.
Statistically, as you look at the trend line, you're seeing multiple trend lines develop in the same area. So we're starting to see like, okay, we can kind of start to feel like maybe we're there, right? Maybe we're at a place where, for now, we can start setting some prices and what things look like and be somewhat... confident.
It's far more educated than it was a year ago.
Sure, 100%.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, that's and, an understatement.
You know, and it. I think the reason, if I was a betting man, I would say the reason we have hit whatever firmness of bottoms we are currently in, I think we're there because that's truly, I mean, this is, sorry for this to sound so elementary, but that's truly what it's worth.
Right.
That's the same machine, combine, tractor, sprayer, whatever, that started with a 5.
Sure. Yep.
On a dealer lot not too long ago.
Yep.
Some of them I have seen started with a 6 when you're talking, you know, big combines. 1 year old,
yeah.
6 month old, whatever. The industry just does not have a hole for that. There isn't.
Right.
That's your new buyer.
Mm-hmm.
He bought new. That's his. His new one's on the truck.
Right.
And then there's just an industry gap, and I don't know how we create it other than. I know the way it's being created now, every dealer is doing everything they can, regardless of color, to all but give stuff away just to get rid of it. Substantial losses just to keep stuff moving and, well, we can lose this selling it to the guy right here in front of us, or we can roll the dice and maybe get more than that, or maybe lose way more than that at auction.
Right.
So... I think, you know, because of that, we're just, again, super elementary, but we're finding out what it's truly worth. then to your point, we can pivot from that and go, okay, so now we've got to, now the interesting thing is from the dealer standpoint, where do you erase $200,000 that is right at the top?
Yeah, and I think that's the, that's something that we're seeing develop now. I think more and more equipment's getting, going through the write-down process.
Right.
Well, you're seeing more of that kind of stuff. Now, you're still writing down profit, right? I mean, that's what you're doing. You're writing down where the thing's at. And I see this stuff that, you know, oh, the economy's bad and this, that, and other thing, the price of corn and yada, 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 right. Those things that are coming to play. I think that has a little bit to do with what pricing is happening right now. I think the overwhelming majority of the pricing that we see happening right now is...
Oh, I think you're 100... I think it has...
I don't think it has as much to do with the quote-unquote economy that people want to make it out to be. The degradation of the pricing that we see right now, to me, is... Dude, we're out of COVID. Things are back to normal. Supplies caught up with demand. Now, all of a sudden, you have, 12,000 some odd tractors on the marketplace, right? You had 14,000 on the marketplace, I think, if I go back and look right, when this happened last time, right, in 2014.
Right.
Big, you know, big difference in price in 2014 compared to now. But, I mean, at the same time, if you look at the things that are in play right now, the majority of the stuff that we see happening, in my opinion, is strictly because of that. Supply is caught up with demand, right? And I think we can sell, like, you know, stuff has had an auction. So I think there's a few things I think we can hit on that kind of paint that picture, for example. So I think one of the one I wanted to watch to see how it sold, just see what it was there was a 9R640. Am I right? Yeah.
RX, right?
RX, yeah, sorry, 9RX640. You're exactly right. And it, you know, loaded up, had all the stuff on it, dual pumps, which I guess you kind of, why would you not have that anymore? And, you know, 6 hydraulics, all the stuff.
Signature.
Scott, looking at here, I think I had a PTO, if I remember correctly. But it brought $500,000, had 700 outers on it. I thought that was...
That was
a pretty good price.
It's not good, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not crying your beard.
If the economy was as bad as everybody wanted to make it out to be, that which I was thinking that was going to bring 425. That's the number that I had in my head.
Yeah. Right?
So that shows me that there's some strength there. Now,
well, there is, just for the fact when something hits $500,000 on auction. I mean. Mm-hmm. That takes some backing. Even if they have AgDirect, JDF, CNH, Capital, whatever at the auction,
right?
You're still spending $500,000.
Yeah, at 6.85%.
Yeah, you know, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, right? Exactly. So there's a quad track I saw, 550 quad track, had 5,200 hours on it, PTO, 6 hydraulics, had the stuff on it. Had $181,000. Had a 58-gallon per minute pump, which I think is the small pump on those.
Yeah, that's the standard on
that. Yeah, so that was a little bit of a draw there. But it had 30-inch tracks. It brought $181,000. I didn't feel too bad about that one.
No.
For what it was.
No.
Right?
Both of those.
Yep.
Kind of held court, if you will.
Yep. So now tell the tape. Right? You got a 21.
Let me guess, 8Rs.
8R370, right?
Yep.
Not very many of those out there right now.
I wish we had more.
721 hours on a 21 model.
We're missing that. We got a 20-foot hole in one lot where otherwise we could just loop them all the way around.
So you got 721 hours on this one. High-speed transmission, IBT, ILS, front brakes, all the stuff. 84-gallon per minute pump, 6 hydraulics. I mean, I got all the stuff on it, loaded up. Had powertrain warranty on it till 2025, all the stuff. It brought 327. Now, back to our point earlier we talked about. If you go back and look at the last 5 or 6 auctions I had these stuff selling, they were all plus or minus $5,000 from that number.
Well, no. If you go back to that 9-month window I'm talking about,
right?
You started at
425 or 430.
You started at 450. I was going to say 450, 4.25.
Yeah.
And we're at 3.25.
Right.
Man.
Right. So we.
$100,000 in 9 months.
Right.
On top of I guarantee you that dealer had way more than 4.25 in it.
Right, but think about those machines when they came back from being on, came back during that period probably when this was traded, right? More than likely.
The day, yeah. The day the deal was done, oh my God, I wish we had it. We did twice that.
I mean, it was not uncommon back in 21, 22 to see guys getting trade values that were 30, 40% higher than what they paid for them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now that 30 or 40% just came off.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, there, that's, there you go.
That's where we're at, okay?
Scarcity premium, I believe I heard that called by a wise old man.
We had 2023 model. 8R370 with 512 hours. This had the 40K IBT and ILS stuff, but basically the same tractor as the other one. It brought 345, so a little bit higher hours, but I mean, you were offsetting that by what, 15 grand almost? 17,000 bucks, which give or take the 200 hours, that probably pretty close.
Yeah, you know? Pretty close.
Pretty close, right? All right, so now you're looking at, now this is the one I thought that I kind of looked at this one and I thought, that's just the neighbor's neighbor's yard's not as pretty as yours, so your house doesn't sell for as much, right?
Right.
It's a 2023 8R340, 200 hours on it, and it brought 330. Loaded up the same way as the one, the previous one that brought 345, and it had 500 hours on it. So in theory, the idea is going to be like, well, this is 370, 200 more hours. You got a 340 with 200 less hours. They should be priced about the same. I don't necessarily agree.
You would think so.
You would think so. But I wouldn't put this.
The size model difference offsets the hour difference in there.
But the thing about this that surprises me is that the number of 8R340s on the market compared to the number of 8R370s on the market is drastically different. There's way less 340s. I mean, like way less.
Big time.
So I thought this would be a little bit higher.
Which didn't help it out much.
No. Nope, it didn't. I really thought this would be, I thought this would bring a little more than it did.
Right.
Not a bunch more than what it did.
Of that group of late model 8R tractors, I would have thought that one would have held its own the most.
Sure, 100%. 2012 John Deere 8360 RT, 5,400 hours on it, had all the right stuff. 60 gallon per minute pump, 5 hydraulics, 1,000 PTO, integrated auto steer, HID lights, all that stuff.
They ordered that with the valve on.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, all the front weights. Got that loaded up. 16-inch tracks, which was, I think, killed it.
Killer.
$103,000 bucks. That seemed really low to me, but I think if it had 18-inch tracks, you'd probably see another 30. Yeah, you see another 30 grand.
No.
You see.
You'd be 120.
Yeah, you're gonna see 120 to 130 on that machine. Okay. Right. All right.
But, you know, the other thing, two tractors, same exact thing. Mm-hmm. I just had this happen in the last couple days. The guy paid, I take that back. You have a series brake, one's a 360, one's a 370, both tracks. You have a year brake, a series brake, which holds way more money than a year brake, and 800 hours difference. The newer, more current technology tractor is the one with more hours. It's $6,000 cheaper. He bought the other one.
Makes sense. Less stuff to make it go bad. Less stuff to worry about.
Correct, but in the world,
in theory,
growing, there's one argument. Yeah. The other argument is that 360's done. That 370 has expandable capability into the current technology field that we're in.
Sure.
So 5 years from now, that 360 is a 4840. That 370 could be pulling a planter while you look out the window and go, yep, still moving.
True, but I don't think people are thinking like that
yet. I know, but so back to someone. Okay, you're the one who likes tech, not me. That's what makes I feel like I need to shower now. There's your argument.
Yeah.
There it is, right in front of you. And mind you, is this person habitually is a new or I like the 50-hour tractor.
Right.
That's who he is. So he's there in the tech world.
Yep.
My whole point of this is 4950 hours is worth like 10 grand more than 5075 hours. Sure. Guys are literally, there is the biggest, what's a word that you could say in front of children to wrap your mind around something? The biggest mind twist, if you will.
Okay, I see where you're going. Yeah.
Right. You know where I'm headed.
Yeah.
It's the biggest mind twist there is to get their brain past that mark.
Yeah, 5,000 is a big number.
That is an absolute Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall number on tractors.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just blows me away.
Well, that's the, you know, back in the day, I remember growing up when 100,000 miles on a car was like, what are you doing? Right.
Right.
And I think that's the new 5,000 hour thing. Like, yeah, I mean, I know what I'm getting and I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z to
it. But it's more there than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, we had Gen 1 8Rs hitting five. Sure. And it was a scramble drill to get them.
Well, I also think, too, if you look at the 5,000-hour tractor today and what we see happening right now, for the most part, that 5,000-hour tractor is a pre-def tractor.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Typically.
Not always, but typically. If you're in California, that's just, you know, it's a one-year-old tractor.
Right.
That's 6 months into its life.
Or it sees black and white cows every day.
Right. So I think as you're looking at that, I mean, that's part of that too, right? Are they looking at that?
Right.
Some guys are willing. I mean, the hour things on the pre-def tractor thing, there's a reason why 7820s are bringing $100,000 at an auction.
Well, yeah.
You know, with 5,000-6,000 hours on them, right?
Right.
It's not like a machine repeat, you know, hey, this we found this in a barn that's got 2.5 hours on the meter type of thing. Right. This is... It's been used its entire life.
Right.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
All right, so you got some roadside mowing tractors here. I'm guessing these are probably state tractors, you know, in a mowing contract somewhere. There's a 2022 6R155, 98 hours, loader, auto power, high-speed IVT transmission, left-hand reverser, triple link suspension on the front, Command Pro joystick, 5 remotes, all the stuff. It's got everything you need. And then some. $199. Which I thought that was a little low.
That would probably be like a $250 dealer tractor, I'm sure.
Yeah. Considering what it is.
Because you just kept reading and reading and reading.
Yeah.
That thing, they tried really hard to make a 6R, 8R price.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. So now you've got I mean, it's crazy for me to sit here and say that I thought it was going to be more. Here's a 155 horsepower tractor for 200 grand. You know?
Right. I know. Yeah.
So, anyway. So, all right. So now you've got, let's jump down here. There's one utility tractor that I want to look at too on this thing. 170 hour 2022 John Deere 5115M. No loader, front wheel assist, air suspension seat, 16x16. Transmission, power reverser, left-hand reverser, three remotes.
That's a fancy five.
So it's, for what it is, it's pretty well loaded
three
up there.
Three remotes on a five is...
I mean, that's very rare. That's quite a deal. It's kind of, you don't see that very often.
Let's pull a planter.
Yeah. I got the 4-0 out, honey. Let's get that garden planted.
Got a 6-row. Got a 6-row 1705 we put on that.
Yeah. So you got that going for you. That brought 62,000. I thought that was okay. I didn't think that was
for what that thing for what is, it is. Though that's still light. That probably should have been an 80, but
sure. So now we're jumping over to combines, and I can't tell you that I think the combines have hit.
And here's the thing. When you think, okay, they're in plummet mode, let's get ready, then there's an auction that you're like, wow, they brought
– yeah.
They really held their own today.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be the all-hallowed farmer retirement or estate sale that the thing falls out of bed, and then right. you have a dealer auction, and there's 10 combines, and all 10, you're like, well, those aren't too bad.
So I think – I'm not going to say that I was – shocked by anything on these combines when we get in?
No.
Right? I'm not shocked by any of them. What I am...
Some of them you do a little bit of the German Shepherd side head tilt, the...
This is what COVID did to the equipment marketplace. Everyone's got an online sale now.
Oh, man.
Right? Everyone's got one. And they're all the time. You can go look at an auction right now, go through your auction catalogs and look at all these auctions and see 7, 8, or 9 of what you're looking for.
Right.
If you don't get the first one,
30 seconds.
If you don't get the first one when it sells, I'll wait for the second one, see what happens there. And you kind of walk your way all the way to the end. They wait till this one comes around. They're okay, this is number 7, right? And 8 and 9 don't necessarily have exactly what I want, but right. they're close. So if I don't, I think sometimes, I'm not saying this is happening, but it feels like sometimes that the later the sale is in the month, if there's other things ahead of it, those things later in the month sell for more than the things at the beginning of the month do.
That could be. You know, it's funny you bring that up because I've been on the road all week and get plenty of time to think. And I love the dog and pony show of the live auction. I like to stand there and be like, God, I got to find a front tire so I can sit down, you know, mm-hmm. have your $7 burger and your hot dog and all that jazz. I love it. And granted, from the auctioneer's standpoint, the buyer's standpoint, the seller's standpoint, online is super easy, simple, it's done, here we go. But what we have lost is what you were talking about, only the live version. We don't have that. He knows that guy's bidding on it. He sees him. Mm-hmm. 12789, in parentheses, KS, is no competition.
Right.
But when I can see him over there, and he's over there giggling with his ring man, and I'm sitting here, that creates that battle.
Sure.
We don't have that anymore. We don't have that. We do a little bit in the online world. I get auction fever worse than anybody. You're welcome, Big Iron. And it happens every Wednesday. Right. To the point that my girlfriend every Wednesday is like, well, where are we going this weekend? So you've lost so much of that, the impactful part.
Sure. I agree.
And where that happened more often than not was on the big ticket stuff.
Yeah.
Because five guys think they're going to steal it. That's where we used to be.
Right.
Five guys think they're going to steal it. Three of them get in too deep. Two of them make it bring what we want it to.
Right.
We don't have that anymore.
Right. I think that was a beautiful thing. I think that's also the thing when you look at the old auctions, you know, pre-COVID auction, where you had the live auction thing going, and then you had the other 8,000 people bidding online. So not yes. only, so, I mean, you had three people fighting against each other. The right. two guys at the auction plus the guy on the internet.
Right.
And, you know, you'll hear internet, you're going to go.
That'd be you're out, internet, you're
internet,
out.
Internet, you're out, go ahead. And then, you're going through the whole thing and you go, all of that stuff, right?
And then you stop and go, no speeches, but.
No speeches, but for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to describe how great this tractor is. And so you kind of go through that whole rigmarole there.
Right.
Now you have, you're right. I mean, there is that, okay, I'm out. Well, I'll get
that. Yeah, exactly. And it's not even that.
Yeah.
They're doing it from the cab of the tractor while they're out sure. strip tilling or something.
Sure, 100%.
So now, because of that, you get I feel like probably your entire auction mm-hmm. does better than it would have.
Yeah.
I think that props up turds, mm-hmm. but you're sacrificing the jewels.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're doing. I see where you're going with
if
that.
If you follow
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I track. All right, so let's talk
because
about
this. Because if I have to be there to buy it that day, because the guy on the internet is going to be there unless he absolutely can't, because he knows he wants to see those two guys he's fighting.
Sure.
Yep. It's human psychology.
It is.
We've taken it out. We're just Rise of the Machines. Here we go.
All right, so let's talk about these combines. So you got a 2022 John Deere 790.
Says the internet salesman, by the way.
You got a, you got the 790 combine, John Deere combine, 300 separator hours, 400 engine hours. It's got four-wheel drive, Contour Master, fore and aft, the premium cab, leather seats, premium
power
radio, cast,
power, rear
power cast, all this stuff, and tracks. Okay, 36 inch tracks. It's got all the stuff. I like it a lot. And it's got engine warranty until, so it's got a 20 or 20,000 possible. So it's got a powertrain warranty, looks like, till 2024 or 2,000 hours. So basically it's about up. You know, you got about five, six months left of that. As you look at this machine, I thought it was about 25 light. Right, it's 440 is what it brought. I was thinking somewhere like 460, 465 at a bare minimum. Now, I don't see a lot of track machines come through, so it's hard for me to. That's a $100,000 option from the factory, $90,000 option from the factory, right? So, if you take that same machine, you would anticipate seeing a wheeled machine bring that's similar to this, right? Bring 345 to 360.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe 370 at the top side. So,
at least, hopefully.
So, this machine here I thought brought just a little bit less. But that being said, if you come down here and look at the 2022 790 with 250 separator hours and 362 engine hours, so we're like 50 hours less than the one above us, right? Mm-hmm. Same machine, nothing different about it, but it's wheeled, dualed up. It brought 375. So, to me, that machine brought what I thought it would bring. I thought this would have brought close to what it was going to
be. That dollars, yeah, dollar per item, that one is way more in line than the other one.
Right. Yep. So that one came in a little light. There's another 2022 780, 328 separator hours, 530 on the engine. That brought 366, a little bit stronger than what I thought too, just because of what it is and how many of 780s are out there. Right. Again, it's kind of like that is the new, you know, that's what the Class 7 combine was 10 years ago, right? It's the most common combine now.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at what you see there, that brought 366 and.
And you know what's funny, though? If you look at the just machine populations
up set up the same as the 790s were, too.
They're super, super close.
Right.
But there we go again. Some people buy 10 combines at once. Typically, what size do they buy? Sevens.
So, yep. Yep.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
So here we're getting to some older machines. You got a 2020 with 1,100, almost 1,200 separator hours on it, 1731 on the engine. Pretty much the same setup as the previous ones were. They brought 203. That felt kind of bad to me.
How many hours?
1187 sep. It wasn't off a lot, but I felt light.
But here's, I guess, the way I would look at it is if it's under the 50 mark of where it should have been versus where it was on a combine, that is halfway in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that's probably 25.
Yeah. So this one here, this is where when you get to a certain hour range, like we were talking about earlier with the tractors, right? The difference between X and Y.
490 and 5100.
It's the hours, right?
Right.
It's not the year. 2021 John Deere 780, price spec just like the one above it, 1189 engine hours or separator hours. Okay. Two more separator hours than the other one had.
Okay.
Two more. It brought $1,000 more than the other one did.
Really?
204.
That's what they're worth.
But that just shows you that it doesn't matter. You're buying hours. You're not buying year.
Well, they're the same hours and same price. You can't, if they were had like a bigger gap, you could use that.
But what I'm saying is
that's
like
virtually the same combo.
But what I'm saying is 1 year newer, you should have, there should be a premium, not more than $1,000.
Oh, I didn't catch the 1 year
newer. Yeah. It's a 2021. The other one was a 2020. And they had almost identical separator hours.
But in combines also, in tractors, that would be, I feel like, hold more water than in a combine. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as combines, after that first 3 years, they're kind of in a group, and then you got kind of that 3 to 5, maybe 6, and then you got the 5 to 10, and then you got Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. So this kind of shows you that this is where these machines are at now. So right. here's a 2021 780, again, set up the same way as the previous one. This one's got 1,205 separator hours. It brought 196.
I just guessed 185 off the top of my head.
So that shows you that's a pretty tight group, right?
Yeah.
So now you're over 1,200 hours, which again, that's a psychological thing, right? So you're looking at that things. Here's a 2021 780 with 1,351 hours on it, separator hours on it. Again, set up pretty close the same way the other ones were, and it brought 187. Those feel strong to me. Like that's strong.
Yeah, they held their own. I was 175 in my brain as you read it off. So, and that's back to that point, Casey. We don't have a home for four plus.
We don't. Yep.
Three on down.
Yep.
Even 375 on down is digestible.
Right.
You get over 375 and it's tough. You get over 450 and it's really tough.
So the one thing I like, I don't like seeing on auctions very much. I just don't like seeing them because I don't think you get the full value for what it is. It's tillage pieces, right? Because depending on what they are and how big they are and those kind of things.
That, okay, funny point to that.
I'm talking newer ones, not older ones. But right. You know, late model stuff.
On, that is a segment, trying to think of the right word. That's an equipment segment that probably falls as victim to the difference in where it's at.
Oh, 100%.
As anything.
Yeah.
A two-year-old disc on an estate sale brings more than new.
Yeah.
A two-year-old disc on a dealer consignment sale
brings
what a 20-year-old does on the lot.
You're exactly right. Corn heads. Here we go.
So if you got a bunch of tillage equipment, you just go scattered amongst the state sales.
Yeah, exactly right.
Got her handled.
Here's a 2022 John Deere C18F. So this is probably, 22-inch rows. Okay. Row sense.
Folding.
Got all the stuff. Hydraulic duct plates.
Is it 22 or 20?
22.
Which typically brings less than 20.
Brought 146. I don't think that's pretty strong for what it is.
Yeah, hell, that did pretty well.
Yeah. Usually this time it's awful late.
Yeah, you're like doing, or you're just too early.
True.
You know, if it was August, be like, well, that made sense. For that stuff to do that, pull that number in April, that's a good indicator that perhaps...
Oh, here's what hurt this one. All right, so here's a 2022 model, the one I just told you that brought 77,000.
Yep.
It's set up for an S-Series combine.
Okay.
The 2021, same head, but set up for an X. It brought 71,500.
So it brought less.
Yeah. Which,
less combines.
I mean, you have to have an X9 to use it.
An X9 to use it.
Right.
And doesn't that guy... that has the $1 million combine by a new head?
You would think so. You would think so. Yeah.
$1 million list price.
Yeah.
But he pays list price.
List price. Now this one, I thought this one, I was this to me was one that I was really kind of, it's got some stuff on it too, but still for what it is, I was kind of, it's 2019 745 FD, right?
Oof. Okay. Does it have a wind system?
It does.
You said it's got stuff on it.
It's got a carry air wheel system.
Air bar.
And air bar, yep. And a flip over finger reel pickup. And then it's got stubble lights. It's got all the stuff.
Under 60? Right?
65,000, 65.5.
That ain't bad.
That was the one I'm like.
That's honestly saltier than the others.
Yeah. Now you take the air. I mean, to me, I think the air reel thing is air bar thing is that's a preference thing.
That's it.
You know what I mean? If
it contains no doll hair value for me.
Right. So if you're a guy that like I gotta have that, right. You're gonna pay for it. If you're a guy like I guess it's got an air system on it, whatever.
But you know, when you get over 40, and it's not hinged, uh-huh. That's a tough market.
Yep.
So that thing really held its own that day.
So here's another one right here. This one has, it's a 40-foot RD, so RD40FD, I'm sorry, an RD40F 2022 model, dual drive, and it's got an air bar on it.
Okay.
And it's got a flip-over finger reel on it.
F-series?
It is set up for a, yeah, yeah. It brought 106,000.
Oh, buddy. Yeah,
I was like, that was a winner. That one brought us.
Oof.
Again.
Well, there goes my point about 45 being softer than 40, huh?
But you look at where this is, because this was sold up in Fargo, North Dakota.
I know. Exactly where they're going to use it.
That's almost like having, like, you know, like, why you don't put fertilizer on your planter? I mean, what are you doing, you know?
Right.
Same thing. All right. So really, that was kind of the highlights of the auction stuff that I pay attention to. There's a lot of other stuff on here that popped out. But really, those are the things that I thought.
They had a set of 18-4-38 clamp-on duals that brought $150.
I love watching something.
They have Co-op AgriMaster black and round tires.
Here's a pallet full of chisel sweeps.
Nice. What kind?
$625. 14-inch, hard-surfaced. New location, that's just all it says. There's 90 of them. $625. I feel like that's a bargain.
That is.
So you get 90 of them for $625. It means that you're getting.
You know what's a bargain?
What's
they're
that?
All on a pallet. So you move them with your forklift. That's you don't right. have to move 90 sweeps
right.
by hand.
That's right. So as you're looking there, I mean, again, kind of like we talked about earlier, some of that stuff brought them in, some of that stuff did what we thought, and some of the stuff was a little bit not terribly softer than what you thought.
Right.
Typically, you don't, in an auction like this where everything kind of goes the same direction, right?
Right.
Either everything's kind of off a little bit or everything's kind of on a little bit, right?
Well, and you got to keep in mind too, given who we are and what we do, back to that 9 months, mm-hmm. we're accustomed to fall out of bed, fall out of bed, fall out of bed, fall sure. out of bed every sure. time. So now it's like, oh, mm-hmm. it was even.
Right.
Which is going to make it perhaps a tick rosier than losing 50 machines.
Right.
Should be. But sure. at least it's some silver lining for once.
Yeah. Yep. There was there's some stuff there. So I thought the stuff that, for the most part, I felt good about what was there. Again, kind of going back to my earlier statement that I think that we've hit a place where we've kind of formed a bottom that's bouncing around in a what you would call statistically a very tight realm, right? It's tight. It's not all over the place. You're not 10 or 15% either direction, right? You're in a tight spot.
Right. Yeah.
So again, you got to pay attention to what happens, you know, see what things happen. I think if the crop prices start to move a little bit from what we're seeing now, what's that, you know, early summer or late summer, early fall auction cycle look like, that July, August, September yeah. timeframe look like? And then what does that post?
Well,
harvest auction cycle look like.
Right. And not saying we're going to go back up, but maybe we stay where we're at.
But we stay where we're at.
We're just a healthier version
right.
of where we're at.
Exactly.
So exactly. The dealers who have auctioned and lost so much will get some heal up.
Heal of love.
And the dealers who are currently dumping are get some heal up. So, and honestly, what do you think? 50 cents in the corn market be a
Oh, that'd be
damn near a windfall.
That'd be a huge move. I mean, I think a 25-cent move up to $5 would make people start to think about think about things, and
that's a magic number too. Farmers like fives.
They do. They do like fives. But you start getting to 5.25, then you really start seeing things break loose, I think.
Yeah.
In a different, and I mean, I don't say break loose like, oh my God, we're gonna go crazy, but it's more of like, okay, cool, we're here for a minute.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're staying right here at this place where we're at.
Yep.
I don't think we're gonna see, I'm not saying that we're gonna see a $30,000 premium on anything. I think it's just gonna, we're like, we're now, everyone's gonna come, okay, cool.
It's normal.
I'll come do this now.
Right.
Right. So,
right. We're back to some level of normal.
Right on.
Could be. We're not there yet.
Not yet.
We'll get there.
Not yet. All right, man. Good place to stop. Folks want to come back and give you a holler. What's the best way to do that?
Well, what seems to be the best, I've had quite a few guys actually shoot me a text. 308-760-1193. Text me anytime on that. If you're not a texter, you can call me if you got a question. Look me up on social media by name on Facebook and Twitter. Pretty active on Ag Twitter with a lot of wholesale deals on there.
Right on. Okay. You can find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Moving Iron LLC. You can go to my YouTube channel, which is at Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel. You can go to TikTok and Snapchat, which at Moving Iron Podcast. You can check me out there. Call me 308-225-3305, or you can shoot me a text at the same number and I'll get back to you as well. You can send me an email at movingironpodcast@movingironpodcast.com and I would be get there back as quick as I can. So anything else you want to throw out there before you shut down?
I don't think so. Hope everybody has a good planting season. Here we go.
It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Hammer down.
Hammer down. That brings us to the end of this podcast. You can find more information about this topic and other machinery reports at agriculture.com. Also, be sure to listen to my podcast, Moving Iron Podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts. And so for successful farming, I'm Casey Seymour with Aaron Fennell. Thanks for listening.